Dr. Pierce Lyons, you've got a great conference going here, the Global Dairy 500 Conference, my first one. Now, I have attended some of your symposiums that take place earlier in the year. Looking at this one, what give me a little bit of background of what's brought us to this point for this year and how you think it's going.
Well, first of all, what's brought us to this point is we need to get our message out to the dairy farmer, and these are primarily dairy farmers. These guys are in crisis. They're losing money every single day. They're losing money, and that means, in fact, they're taking money from their equity check and down, down, down. So we decided last year, why don't we get to the dairy farmer, not to the feed company, not to the nutritionist, get to the owner. Most of us forget that dairy farms are so important, and that if you have 1,000 cows, you're talking about a $15 to $20 million investment. This is a business. And so in the state of Kentucky, if we could get more and more dairy farmers, we mean more and more businesses. So the purpose of the meeting is to make sure the farmers know there is a light at the end of the tunnel, to make sure the farmers know that efficiency, we can jump their efficiency and we can lower their costs. Make sure the farmers know that we need to go for more and more lactations per cow before you cull the cow, because it's your single most expensive ingredient or expensive piece of equipment, as it were, on the farm. The purpose also today, though, is to show these dairy farmers that they're not alone, that the dairy farmers in Ireland have the same problems as the dairy farmers in Kentucky. The dairy farmers in Kentucky have the same problems as the dairy farmers in California. Oh, by the way, have the same problems as the dairy farmers in Russia. And it's amazing when you get farmers like that together, serious farmers, then serious things can come out of it. They know now that they need to brand. We cannot have ourselves in a position where milk has become a lease. It's driven by the fact that it's going to be a brand loser. It's driven by the fact that Kroger's going to try and pull you in because milk is a dollar a gallon or whatever. A dollar a gallon doesn't cut it for the dairy farmer. And so branding has to be the case. It's an interesting fact that these people here, these poor dairy farmers, working 365 days a year, milking three times a day, getting up at four in the morning, 365 days a year, with an aging dairy farmer population, they make no money. And yet the Danones make the money, and the Nestles make the money, and all these other people make the money. So what these people have to realize is that take their future into their own hands, brand, understand there are problems in terms of traceability and image, make sure they address those. Understand that the world needs milk, and understand that these can be businesses. And this morning I gave them an example. It's called Fair Oaks Farms. It's up in Indiana. And if you go to Fair Oaks Farms in Indiana, it's amazing. The school buses line up waiting to go in to show these kids what happens on a dairy farm. There's the birthing room where the mums come over to have their baby. You can feed the newborn babies. You can see the milk being collected. You can see the cheese being produced. Oh, incidentally, because of all the smells associated with dairy farms, we do something about it. We collect the methane. We burn that methane to drive that farm. And incidentally, there's so much left over, we can produce electricity and we sell that back out into the grid. That's the modern dairy farm, and that's what this meeting is all about.
Well, you're talking about some real new technology there, and having already interviewed and spoken with an attendee here from Germany, he echoed the fact that these are shared challenges that dairy farmers have around the world. But I asked him about technology, and he said very much this is one of the main topics on his mind coming here, so that he can find ways to become more efficient.
And that's exactly what it's all about. You know, I say to these guys, I'm not a dairy farmer. I never was a dairy farmer. I never will be a dairy farmer. But I realize that a dairy cow, like a beef animal, is a walking fermenter. And her job, or his job, is to take grass, fiber, break it down, and produce energy. That energy goes to put weight on her back, or that energy goes to produce milk. Once we understand that, and we forget about all the nutrition, we say, okay, how do we maximize that fermentation? And that's what Alltech is all about. We will be talking about 3,000 dairy cows. in Indiana, where they use a new concept of ours called ruminate, the rumen. How are we going to get that rumen working better? And after 3 weeks, no effect. Take the product out, no effect. Oh, by the way, 8 to 10% less feed. Same milk, same performance, animals are healthier, less feed, we save $2 per cow per day. That is almost enough to make that farmer profitable, even in this day and age. And that's what we're trying to tell them, that embrace the technology, get to know us. Alltech has the primacy in science in this area. There's no other company does the research that we do on dairy farms, or dairy with dairy. There's no other company that has the likes of Professor Carl Dawson, who is the big guy, the chief guy at the University of Kentucky. We're constantly coming up with new ideas. The challenge, Chuck, is to take those ideas and transcend them right onto the farm, and to do it now, because it's now that these farmers need help.
Well, when we mention technology, sometimes people think of the robotic milking machines we have, but for what a company like Alltech is doing, the word nutrition is vitally important here. In other words, to become more efficient, it's not just the machines I have, it's not just the vaccines per se, but maybe you can decrease some of those other kinds of inputs if you have proper nutrition.
You know, it's not about milking machines. It's not about nice, clean... Well, it is about nice, clean parlors. It's not about vaccination. It's about management. Management of the cow, management of the rumen. It's about what we can put into the rumen, which is tried and proven. So many times these farmers are bombarded by... This and this works and this doesn't work. Well, Chuck, I started this business in 1980, and we stand by our record. We started with $10,000 in 1980, coming from a non-dairy background, and we built a $500 million company, and we grow at 15 to 20% per annum, and the potential is enormous, and the opportunity is enormous. Other companies, and they have their own way, and their own way is not necessarily the wrong way. They haven't grown. They're still the same size they were years ago. They're still talking about the same things. And I think what we have to be prepared to do is challenge our dairy farmer, educate our dairy farmer, challenge ourselves, be open, be traceable, and share with them optimism. Because that's what they lack right now, is optimism. But optimism alone without technology is not going to get them to where they need to be.
Well, I know that you're a multi-species yes. company, but when it comes to dairy, how important is dairy? I know that may vary by country, but using the U.S. as an example, how important is this industry to Alltech?
Oh, the dairy industry in the United States is crucial to Alltech. It's our number one area in Alltech for North America, number one. And number two is a distant number two. We are a dairy business. We understand dairy. We understand fermentation in the rumen. We're committed to it. We've constantly got research going on. And remember, any company has to have a basis somewhere. And our basis is in the United States. And that basis has to be successful. I can do all I wish to do in New Zealand and all I wish to do in Russia and all I wish to do in those other countries, if I am not successful in America, if I don't have that sound basis and I don't have that profitable basis, none of these other things are possible. Today I can tell you that 80% of our business is in the dairy industry in the United States. But today I can also tell you that's a very successful part of our business, and despite the fact of all the crises we hear our competitors talking about, our products are being pulled out. Well, by and large, ours are not. And I've often made the point that if it was good enough to go in a time which was great, why is it not good enough to go in a time when times are bad? Now is the time you need your yeast sacs and your cell plexus and your ruminates. Now, not when times were so good. Now is the time. There is a talk by Mike Hutchinson talking about, well, what should you leave in and what should you take out? Well, if there's one thing that's going to be taken out, then I would maintain it shouldn't have been put in the first place. What are you trying to do? be nice to us, give us some money. It shouldn't have been there in the first place. So today is the day to evaluate what goes in, of course. I can almost guarantee any dairy farmer, if they work with us, they will become more and more efficient. Now, I cannot guarantee that they'll be financially successful because I don't know the debt load that they carry. But the technology is there. We must be careful that we use traceable technology, branded technology. We must be careful that we don't throw things out just because we want to save a few pennies and go for some product which doesn't have the research behind it.
I know that the primary way that you market your company and your products is through education, and opportunities like this conference being going on here at this time. Looking forward, your sort of outlook for the next year or two for this business and the involvement you'll have to work with your customers?
You know, as I look forward, milk prices are going to come back up, and obviously I hope they do come back up, and I believe they will come back up. But we mustn't miss the opportunity. Now is the time that things are bad, so now is the time to get things right. In September of last year, Alltech saw its profits drop for the first time in 29 years. And we said, stop. This is not what we were made for. This is not what we believe in. Stop. 6 weeks later, our profits returned. We did not increase our prices. We improved our efficiency internally. We watched what we were doing. Incidentally, at the turn of the year, then we gave everybody got a raise. I don't know too many companies in this year where all their people right across the board got a raise. So I think this is the time to tighten, yes, but this is the time to encourage your team, and this is the time to have your team with you. Because if you've got your team with you, you have a chance of winning that ball game. If you don't have your team with you, we don't have much chance. We here in the state of Kentucky had a very interesting situation last year where our stars were being benched. Just when you needed them out there, we weren't motivating them and putting them out on the court. We benched them. How stupid is that? So today what we need to do is recognize some of this technology there is real star. It will drive efficiency. It will drive animal health. It will mean that you'll get more lactations rather than fewer lactations. It means you will save money and you will weather the storm. And then as you move forward to the next level, you're going to be so much stronger. And that's exactly, almost perfectly, the story of Alltech. We are so much stronger today than we were a year ago.
Well, thank you very much. Very encouraging words for dairy producers, whether here domestically in the United States or internationally, as we have a very international crowd attending this Global Dairy 500 conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.